going to sharpen some knives or something, but kitchen knives. You might have something, smaller than the grind rock, but that you could hold.
Ammo wheel.
Okay, well, that's a wheel, isn't it? What about something you could hold in your hand?
Well, it's just like I'm telling you, it's some kind of a rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's real smooth, soft, and you do back and forth like that on that little rock.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a wet?
Yeah, they call it a wet rock.
That's about what size is that?
Well, we have small ones and larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
We have one about that long. We have a smaller one. So according to what you're going to sharpen. And then I have an electric one. That you stick your knife in there and turn on electricity and it sharpens it.
Okay, this is something that, say if you were going to, that you put in a pistol or a rifle.
Well, you in a rifle you have little things, you know.
Yeah, what do you call those?
Cartridge.
Okay.
And in a pistol, you do too, little.
Okay.
But in the shotguns, you have the outside is some kind of paper, and it's filled full of shot and stuff, powder. I never did shoot with one gun. I shot that shotgun down there on the creek. The only shooting I ever did do.
You knew how to hold a gun right and everything?
Oh, I watched it done. I never did care anything about shooting guns. I was here by myself, and my brother went off and left me by myself. He and my husband went to Florida, and my brother gave me his pistol.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Now, you may need to use this. Be careful. Don't shoot anybody unless you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But keep it handy. You never know what might happen."
Mm-hmm.
I took that pistol upstairs and put it in my dresser drawer, and I never did look at it another time, and it was loaded. I never did look at it till the day he came home. I went and got it and gave it to him. If anybody had come, I couldn't have gotten a hold of it. I didn't intend to shoot anybody. I didn't tell him, but
yeah. He
could have just taken it on with him, but he left it with me.
Yeah.
Alan, my nephew, stays here. He was telling me about a bunch of crooks that's in Lawrenceburg lately, going around trying to sell stuff, and they're in fine cars and dressed up nice and trying to sell things, and they steal when they get a chance. And I said, well, he said they might come here. And I said, well, you better let me keep your pistol. He said, I'd worry about you if you had a pistol. He said, no, you don't need any pistol. And I said, well, I wouldn't let them come in the house. I'd keep the doors locked. They wouldn't come in.
Yeah.
That's this week. They're up there in Lawrenceburg. Yeah.
What are they trying to sell?
I don't know what it is they're trying to sell, but they're thieves. If they can get a chance to get, there are a lot of them, I don't know how many, and say they get, now like, get somebody trying to talk, interested, trying to sell them something, somebody else slipping around picking up things.
Huh.
I told them, I said, they won't get in this house. They said, break a door.
Yeah. This is something that children used to play on. You take a long board and lay it across a trestle or something, you'd go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. And if you saw some children playing on these, you'd say that they were doing what?
I've seesawing.
Have you?
I've done that too. Have you?
Yeah.
Did you ever
climb trees? But not on a homemade one.
Did you ever climb trees?
Yeah, I could climb trees.
I did too. I like to climb trees.